One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. What a week. What a couple of weeks at the, obviously, the Olympics. Amazing stuff going on there in Paris. The men's basketball team, USA style, gets it done against the home team, the host country, France, on Saturday. The women going at it this morning right now as we're talking to you here on the radio. They're in a tussle. It's a great matchup. It's good stuff, and I've got a take on this, and I'm interested to hear what my partner thinks about this, Mike Wilson. But at the end of the day, there's been a lot of separation between the USA and everybody else when it comes to basketball, and I hope that people are learning after what they've seen at this Olympic Games that it is truly a global game, and the range of the difference is really, really closing in, and the gap is no longer that great on both the men and the women's side of things. And to me, that's a good thing, Mike Wilson. What say you, brother?
Oh, it's absolutely a great thing, and we're reaping the benefits of it in this women's game right now. So it's going to be interesting. You got about 2.5 minutes to go. But, the gap is not really there anymore, and the Olympics and everybody's going to benefit from it, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with that. We'll get into it in a little while. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talk some Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Just warming up right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Again, watching this Olympics, USA basketball playing France. Kind of interesting when you really think about it that both the men's and the women's, USA versus France, when you think about it. And great games for both of them, to be honest with you. I mean, the men, I never really felt like the men, Mike, were in too much trouble as far as winning that basketball game, because at the end of the day, they basically had the lead throughout the whole game. This game, a little right. bit of a different feel. We do have John Poulter, so I just want to give you a quick time to rebuttal on that, and then we're going to switch gears and talk to John. So, but different feel from the men's game versus the women's game. What say you?
Oh, absolutely a different feel. Obviously, the men's, you know, the men's feel is a little bit more high-flying. There's dunks, there's all sorts of this, and that. Women is typically played below the rim kind of thing. And, you know, today, for the American women, it's been turnovers, man. I mean, they've been real sloppy with the ball, especially in the first half. But at the end of the day right now, I mean, USA has a three-point lead with 55 seconds left, and let's just hope they can finish it off. But yeah, I agree with you with the men's. I was never really in fear of the men losing yesterday. It was fun to watch, but I will say this: with both French teams, the men and the women, Andy, they're big. Like, obviously the men's team is very big with Rudy Gobert, Wembanyama, and a couple other bigs they got. And the women are just as big. So France is like, we're going to beat people, and we're going to beat people with size. Kind of what that federation in France has kind of decided to do. But needless to say, it's been fun to watch on both the men's and the women's. And you got to give it up to the crowd, man. I wish NBA crowds were more like European crowds. These crowds have been into it. It's been fun seeing these guys party in the stands like they have. And let's just hope this kind of turns out the way you and I both want it to turn out here.
Speaking of size and speaking of things going the way you want them to, my Milwaukee Brewers playing inspired baseball over the past, I don't know, 5-7 days, just putting up runs like they're going out of style and expanding that lead in the division like I thought they should. Without further ado, let's welcome in John Poulter, our professor of sports, and we'll talk some Major League Baseball. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
No complaints. Obviously, we're watching the Olympics behind us as we are entertaining people with our great commentary, I would hope, about what we see in the sports world. But truth be told, I've been pretty inspired by my Milwaukee Brewers as of late, John. I mean, they are really putting up runs, and you know, they beat up on the Braves. They're looking pretty solid right now. And again, we talked about this, and we're going to start in the National League this week instead of starting in the American League like we always do, because the crew is on a roll. And we talked about this a little bit, I don't know, maybe last week and even the week before, where I felt like things were too close, you know, and that they, you know, one little slip up and St. Louis Cardinals are going to be knocking right on that door. However, the Brewers have really put it together over the past week. And like I said, just putting up the runs, pitching really well. They win the 10. We talked about this throughout the year. They're winning the games where they win 10-3, and they're also winning the game where they win yesterday and they win 1-0. So they're getting it done in so many ways. They probably have the best 20-year-old in baseball. Like, there's so much good going on with this Milwaukee Brewers team. And I got to say, Craig Council leaves, you know, and the Cubs are sputtering a little bit. They're a little under 500, and Pat Murphy has the Brew Crew rocking and rolling like nobody's business. And in a weird way, John, I actually feel more comfortable with Pat and the decisions that he's going to make in the postseason versus what Craig was giving the Milwaukee Brewers in the past.
Yeah, interesting comment from a guy that watches the Brewers closely. You know, they've extended the lead by 2 in the last 10 games. The Brewers have gone 6-4, the Cardinals 4-6, and the Cardinals have been struggling a little bit in what looked like it might be a weaker part of their schedule. To your point, the Brewers putting up a ton of runs and playing very well against some very good teams. But I was looking at some stats this morning just out of curiosity more than anything else, and it's interesting that you bring up the Brewers because I looked at strength of schedule. And I looked at the stats for teams against teams that are better than 500 and against teams that are worse than 500. And the teams that have played the most games against teams less than 500 are the Milwaukee Brewers at 62 and St. Louis at 61. The team that has played the least games against teams below 500 is the Toronto Blue Jays. So without dampening the parade, Milwaukee obviously going out, winning the games they need to win. I wonder, are they being helped a little bit by the schedule? And part of that is the fact that we've talked many times about the fact that the rest of that Central Division is fairly mediocre. So clearly there's going to be weighted against teams that are less than 500. So from that standpoint, got to be good from the Brewers' standpoint, but I agree with you. I think Pat Murphy's done a really good job. I think he stepped into a situation where perhaps the expectations were low because everybody thought Craig Council was an excellent manager, which he is. But he's had his struggles with the Cubs, and I know that there's been some Cub fans, and Mike might agree with me on this, there's been some Cub fans that have been a little bit puzzled by some of the decisions that Council has made. But Murphy, clearly the right guy to take that job. He was in the organization. He understood the team. He fought along with Craig Council for a number of years. I think it's good that they're doing well. I just hope they can keep it up, quite frankly, because I think they're an interesting team to watch. And to your point, they're putting up a ton of runs.
Yeah, no, I agree. They're definitely fun and interesting to watch. Go ahead, Mike. Jump on in, brother.
No, John, us Cub fans, we're just puzzled with anything that the Cubs do in general, but my question is, look, you look at the National League West now, and the Padres have that Dodger lead down to 2.5 games. Can they do this? What's it going to take? Those kind of things. What do you think?
It's going to take more of the 7-game win streak, probably, huh, John?
I would agree with you there, Andy. I don't know whether they can do it or not. The Dodgers are such a puzzling team. You know, every time you turn around, they've got pitching injuries. I mean, I see now that this kid that pitched last night against Paul Skeens came out of the game with right forearm trouble, and you know how that usually ends. It's not positive. 9-1 in their last 10, whereas the Dodgers are 5-5, so that's kind of where that lead has disappeared to. And again, I think this is going to come down to that three-game series at Dodger Stadium, the 24th, 25th, and 26th of August, when the Padres make that trip up the West Coast to Los Angeles. They can win those three games, clearly with a 2.5-game deficit. They can be in first place. I think they've been playing really, really well. Jackson has been Jackson Merrill has been playing exceptionally well for the Padres lately, and right now looks like he might be the leading candidate for the National League Rookie of the Year, the way that he's ripped it up the last 10 or 12 days. So I think that's going to be an interesting race, and it's funny because we've talked about how these gaps have changed, and you know, the American League East is still narrow at one game, but the Twins are creeping up on the Guardians, the Astros and the Mariners are tied, the Braves still at 7.5 games behind the Phillies in the National League, the Brewers have expanded their lead, and all of a sudden the Padres and the Dodgers are close. So we've almost seen a little bit of a turnaround in the last couple of weeks with these standings and the gaps between first and second.
Not only are the Padres close, so are the Arizona Diamondbacks, guys.
Correct.
Let's not forget about them and the damage that they've done here to start out the second half. And an amazing finish here to the basketball game. I think they made the shot, but
incredible.
It was after the buzzer. So that's craziness, man. Just insanity happening right behind us. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about what's going on in Major League Baseball. And I think they're trying to figure out whether this shot. Oh, she was inside the 3-point line anyway. Okay. USA is going to win it. But wow, that was pretty cool to see the way that finished. We got to take a break. We're hanging out with John Poulter, professor of sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. And it is official, gold medals for both the men and women, men's basketball, women's basketball, Team USA. They both get it done. And quite frankly, somewhat both in dramatic fashion against the host country, France. And got to give them all kinds of credit for showing up and balling out and representing their countries in the best possible way. And in general, that's to me what the Olympics is about, going out there and representing your country and having the best performance that you possibly can. And you train for 4 years to go out there and embrace this moment. So kudos to Paris, France for putting on such an unbelievable Olympic Games and really entertaining to see what I've seen from the basketball, because the gap has closed so much, and the sports are global. I think that's what everybody should be learning from what we're seeing at the Olympics and in general, that there is not the big gap that we used to have. And you know, we're seeing it as far as, you know, you can relate this to what we're talking about too, fellas, in Major League Baseball right now, because I remember saying to you guys a long time ago, well, now it feels like a long time ago, wow, there's only 8 or 9 teams that are over 500 in all of Major League Baseball. Well, that's changed, and now the cream of the crop are rising to the top, and we're getting the battles that we kind of anticipated that we would get. And looking at the American League, John, I mean, we keep talking about how fun this is going to be, but it truly is. Watching Baltimore and the Yankees jockey back and forth for who's in first place and who's going to have who's getting in and who's going to be a wild card, like, to be honest with you. And that's very interesting, and we'll see how that all plays out. The Guardians and Minnesota, that's tight, with Kansas City lurking very closely as well. So I'm intrigued to see how those two races finish. That's the American League East, the American League Central. And then you look at the West. This is great too. Houston's on top, but right there is Seattle. They're neck and neck. There's no breathing room there. A little breathing room from Texas, but in all honesty, John, it just feels like it took longer than it should have, but I think we're getting the races that we all deserve.
I think we are. And, you know, some of the participants in those races are a little bit surprising. I think we all probably thought Baltimore and the Yankees would be a race. I think we all probably thought Cleveland and Minnesota would be a race. I don't think we thought Kansas City would be in there, only a game behind the Twins. I don't think we thought the Red Sox would be on the borders of a wild card spot. They're 7.5 out, so they're not going to catch the Yankees, or they're not going to catch Baltimore. So the best they can hope for is a wild card spot. But I don't think we thought the Red Sox were going to be that close. I think we kind of expected Seattle to be up there in the West. I think we're all a little disappointed in Texas. They're 6.5 back, and I think that's been a bit of a surprise given their late season run last year and their World Series title. I don't think we were really sure what to expect out of the Houston Astros. I think they've been to the division, the championship season, I think 7 times in a row, and we weren't really sure what they were going to be like, because they'd had some injuries. They've had a terrible time with their starting rotation. They got nothing out of Jose Abreu, which was a bit of a surprise, ended up releasing him. So there's sort of been a bit of a rebuilding without losing anything in terms of the standings. So I think that, you know, and they changed managers at the same time because Dusty Baker retired. So I think Houston is a bit of a pleasant surprise from the standpoint that we thought they might be okay. I don't think we thought they were going to be this good. In the American League, the teams that we all thought were probably going to be the bottom teams, the White Sox, the Angels, the Athletics, not a surprise there. Obviously, a big disappointment here in Toronto. The Blue Jays have not played well all season. On paper, they looked at the start of the season like they had a very good team. They looked like they could contend with Baltimore and the Yankees. Clearly, that's not going to happen. So it's been a bit of an upside-down season in the American League, quite frankly. And I'm looking forward to these races. We've talked about this Oriole-Yankee race now for about the past 6 or 8 weeks, and I don't think they've been more than a game and a half in that whole period. And as we look at it this morning, it's exactly one game, 70-48 versus 69-49, and there's still that series to come in Yankee Stadium the 24th to the 26th of September. So that's when that may be decided. These two teams seem to be playing neck and neck the whole way, and as an American League East fan, it is kind of fun to watch.
John, I have a couple of questions with that American League Central. One, just how good are the Cleveland Indians? Can they make a run? Do they have the pitching staff? Do they have what they need to make a deep run in the playoffs? And then the second question is, it boggles my mind the other day when the White Sox finally let their manager go. And I'm like, you keep them until August. You have sucked you know what all year. You could have let them go earlier, but you decide now. Was that a little shocking to you, or like, why fire him now as opposed to just wait until the season's over in about 6 weeks?
Well, looking at the Cleveland question first, I think Cleveland is a very good team. They've struggled a little bit in the last while. They've lost 4 games to the Twins. Cleveland 3-7 in the last 10. The Twins 7-3. I think Cleveland is still a very, very good team and has the chance to be the best team in the American League, because at some point in time, the Yankees and Baltimore are probably going to knock each other off. So to answer that question, I think Cleveland does have the opportunity and does have the skills to do it. The White Sox situation, I think I touched on this last week when I made the comment that I'm really not sure what's going on the south side of Chicago. Here's a team that's been struggling in a rebuild for 4 or 5 years. They're not getting it done correctly. They trade some players at the deadline. They did not get back much value, in my opinion. And the two most tradable tabs that they had in Lewis Robert Jr. and Crochet, the pitcher, ended up staying with the White Sox. And that really puzzled me. I have to wonder what's going on over there. This has been 4 or 5 years now that they've been in this rebuild, and they're just not getting out of it. I'm not so sure that the manager was the problem. You know, at what point, when the team has been struggling that long under 3 or 4 different managers, do you start looking at the guys that are doing the hiring rather than the guys that are being hired? And to your point, if you're going to make a change, why do it now? And why let the guy go? Why put somebody else in charge and make it very clear that the guy you're putting in charge is not a candidate, because you're going to go outside the organization at the end of the year when you make a new managerial choice? So I got to think that the problems run really, really deep on the south side of Chicago. The only thing that's probably helping them is that the headlines on the north side are not that much better, because the Cubs are struggling as well. But White Sox, just an awful, awful story. They're on a pace to go 38-124. The 1962 Mets won 40 games. The White Sox are on a pace to win 38. Does that tell us how bad they really are? And, you know, you just look at their record at, 28-91, and they've lost 91 games, and we're not even halfway through August. This is a train wreck going full speed ahead with no brakes, quite frankly.
John, I got one more for you today. Appreciate you, obviously, doing a great job for us. We love talking with you. So, looking at everything the way it is right now, it's relatively tight. And I don't feel like, you know, earlier in the season, the Phillies seem to be the cream of the crop. They've come back to earth. Is it fair to say that this is anybody's ball game right now, John? And quite frankly, There's no favorite for the World Series? Am I onto something?
Oh, I think you're onto something big time, because, you know, You look at Baltimore, the Yankees, and Cleveland. To me, the top three teams in the American League, Houston and Seattle, may have something to say about that. You're looking in the National League. The Braves have been a bit of a disappointment. I mean, they've hung in there with all their injuries, but they're still 7.5 games back with 6 or 7 weeks to play. So it's not looking good for them to win that division. But the Phillies have certainly come back to the pack. We talked about the Central. I think Milwaukee probably fairly comfortable there because the Cardinals, the Cubs, and the Pirates don't seem to really want to get any closer than 3 or 4 games. The West of the National League could still be a bit of a race. Dodgers, Padres, and even the Diamondbacks, in the last 10 games, Padres 9-1, the Diamondbacks and the Giants both 8-2, Dodgers 5-5 in that period, so clearly they're all making moves. I'm not going to say it's anybody's game, but it's certainly a lot more wide open than it was 3 or 4 weeks ago when we last had a chat about who were the best teams in baseball.
Yeah, out of curiosity, since we have a quick second, have you been more so than anybody else?
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
Deadline moves, have you seen them pay off for anybody more so than others?
Not really. I still think the Yankees getting Chisholm was a big move. The interesting thing about the trade deadline was there were really no game changers, game breakers. It seems to me everybody valued their own prospects better than everybody else did, so most teams kind of stayed put, and there was nothing really sensational in my mind.
I don't disagree with that. As always, John, a true pleasure. Great stuff. We'll catch up, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business. We'll be back in just a few. We're going to wrap about maybe what happened on the football field, Mike Wilson, as obviously preseason is here. Cardinals and everybody else, my Green Bay Packers. We'll get after it, my friend. Keep it close.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us as well, by the way. I haven't done this all day. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Real, speaking of real, did you watch any NFL preseason football on Saturday, my friend? Yes or no?
I watched pieces here and there. I watched Green Bay. You know, earlier in the week, I watched, you know, on Friday night, I watched Pittsburgh, of course, see how that kind of played out. And then I watched some Jacksonville game yesterday as well. So I've been starting making the rounds and stuff with professional football. I still, you know, it's preseason, so everything's pretty vanilla. No team's really going to show any, you know, give anything away, that type of thing. You know, I saw the highlights with Caleb and those kind of things, and everybody's, you know, fawning praise over him. And look, he did play well. Like, he did okay. So, but let's not read too much into it still. It's still preseason. It's not exactly best on best just yet for any of these teams going into preseason. So, there's still a lot to be known about, you know, these teams and these new quarterbacks and stuff. I will say this much, and I'll let you take over, Andy. What I want to see, I want to watch a Denver game, and I want to see Bo Nix, because I think Bo Nix has the potential to have a pretty decent rookie season there in Denver. Obviously, seeing him a few times playing in the Pac-12 and those kind of things, and just the accuracy that he had while he was at Oregon and those kind of things. I just think he has the potential to have a good season for a rookie. And I think he needs to be the starting quarterback in Denver as well. I don't think Jared Stidham is better than Bo Nix. So we'll see what happens in Denver. But, you know, hey, football is here, so let's get to it.
You know, I'm going to kind of watch and see what happens with Caleb Williams in Chicago.
Right.
You know, to your point, when they're playing right now, I'm kind of curious to see what people are really going to learn from this. Because to your point,
right,
when you're playing these games right now, the defenses are relatively vanilla. You may be having your ones going up against twos. There's, in a weird way, tell me if this makes sense to you. It's almost like the quarterback has a little bit of an advantage in preseason, in the sense of defenses, first and foremost, like you said, are not going to be really playing the way that they're going to play throughout the season. But number two, you're really just trying to, like, build that chemistry. Like, for instance, you know, the right, Arizona Cardinals, right, they Marvin Harrison Jr. played the series, but he only played three downs. Okay, like, so in a weird way, it's like a dress rehearsal, right? You're kind of like going through the motions, but in some cases, like for the Green Bay Packers, where Jordan Love goes out there and he goes 2 for 2 One of which being the 65-yard bomb, right, or something like that, and or a 63-yard bomb, whatever it was. Like, to me, that was important because I don't think that Jordan Love really wants to be playing in the preseason. So this was his way to say, look, I appreciate this opportunity. I'm going to make the most of it. And then, you know what? I'm going to give other guys a chance to go through this dress rehearsal and get a few reps. And then, you know what? Maybe in the last game, maybe I'll get back out there for a quarter, and then I'm going to be ready to start my season. So I just think that, like, when you're talking about getting prepared for a season, I think there's a different mindset for different guys that are at different points in their career. Is that fair?
Oh, it's completely fair. And I think the situation, it's not only for, in my opinion, I mean, my humble opinion, it's not only for individual people. I think it's dependent on the team. What does the team need to see, or what does the team want to see out of certain players and that kind of thing. But no, you're pretty much spot on with what you're saying in terms of preparation for the upcoming season. And you know, that's all you need to see out of Jordan Love is a series, go 2 for 2, look good. You know, he looks good throwing the ball. He has command and, you know, of the offense and the huddle and those kind of things, which we all know he does already. I mean, that's kind of a given in my book, with Jordan Love and a number of other, you know, top quality quarterbacks. So we'll see what happens. You know, I caught a little bit of the, you know, what the Jags were playing the Chiefs, and you know, there's the obvious, okay, well, let's see what Mahomes looks like and those kind of things. And you know, it's same old. You know, I kind of get a kick out of people that want to criticize you know, Mahomes from time to time. Well, he didn't do this, or he didn't look, you know, all those kind of things. I'm like, they're two-time defending Super Bowl champs. They are going to be okay. They're going to be just fine. You know, I look at the Chiefs as getting back to the Super Bowl. I know there's people that want to say the Chiefs in their own division may have some problems. I don't see them having any problems with anybody in that division. I just don't. And we're looking at, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs. You and I both know, Andy, you know, talking with Ari Wolf and stuff that does the preseason stuff for the Chiefs, they get ramped up and they got one goal, and that's Super Bowl. Just get to the Super Bowl, and that's what they'll call a good, kind of a good season, and win it, right? Yeah. I don't know what to expect out of some of these other teams. Dallas, I don't know. I think Dallas is kind of turning into kind of a crap show.
Yeah.
To me, and I think for me, if I was Dak, okay, play this season out and just go, like, because the way Jerry Jones is talking about Dak and the contract, and now even CeeDee Lamb, that he's not, you know, Jerry Jones is not interested in. You know, doing that contract right now. I'm like, Jerry, do you want to win? Like, do you want to have a chance at a Super Bowl? Or you just want the attention that the Cowboys just naturally bring to the show? You know, I sit there and people, oh, Dallas this, and you and I both know Dallas gets the reps, or not gets the reps, but gets the reputation for being this great team. I don't know if the Dallas fans are going to suffer just as much or more this upcoming season, because I don't know. Saquon is in Philly now. That can make it tough, you know, for Dallas to have some success. So there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of around the league, and it's just going to be fun, man. It's just going to be fun watching these teams kind of go at it once the regular season starts in a few weeks.
All right, so Dallas is absolutely disaster waiting to happen. The way that Jerry Jones is handling CeeDee Lamb, the way that he's handling Dak, the way that he's handling this upcoming season makes me think that he's trying to lose. It's beyond weird, bro. And I think that Dallas Cowboy fan is going to be extremely disappointed throughout this season because there is so much going on there. And it's a lot of nonsense is what's going on there. And, you know, to a certain degree, my friend, that is exactly what Jerry likes. It's Jerry's world. He likes chaos. He likes confusion. Think about, hey, Fat Mike. Dude, this is his last year. There's so much uncertainty there, bro, that, again, I feel like you're definitely onto something here. The Dallas Cowboys could absolutely self-implode this season, and this could be one of those years where everyone's saying, how did it go so bad so quickly? Because truth be told, there's a lot of unhappy people there. You see what CeeDee Lamb is doing on the X, right? We see his comments.
Right.
This doesn't look like it's going to end well. I think this is something that they better address real quickly. And speaking of addressing things, Brandon Ayuk. More and more we're hearing that there's potential trade spots for this guy. I don't know what I'm missing, Mike. If I'm the San Francisco 49ers, I am wondering why in the world they're not trying to do everything in their power to keep this guy. What am I missing about Brandon Ayuk? Is there something that I don't know? Because I did watch this guy play on the football field. He was their deep threat. He was a guy that was able to get separation. He was a guy that made really, really big plays for the San Francisco 49ers. So what the hell am I missing here?
Andy, I just really think it comes down to money. I don't think San Francisco necessarily wants to pay him $25 to $28 million. I think that's it. And you got to ask yourself, you know, is Brandon, you know, they got to ask themselves and other people, maybe the fans of San Francisco, is Brandon Ayuk worth $25, $28 million a year? And, you know, on the other side of this, Andy, I also think Ayuk also took a look at some of the teams that San Francisco was trying to make a deal with, you know, especially New England. And, you know, we talked about Dallas being a crap show. New England, they're in a big time rebuild. They don't really have too much there. And it looked like Ayuk kind of turned down that deal to go there. And my thing with Ayuk is not to, you know, look, get your money, get your bag. Like, I'm always typically on the side of the players because their careers are so limited. Get as much money as you can. But I also think, you know, I love to talk to him and go, where do you think you're going to go that you're going to have more success than you've already had in San Francisco?
Right.
I mean, that team, you know what? That team is loaded. They got a good quarterback. They got a great system. Hey, take a little less money. Stay in a situation where you can play for division titles, playoff runs, Super Bowl championships, the whole thing. But so, yeah.
You can eat and you can feed your family on 20 mil, not 28. I hear what you're saying. I get it. Not everybody's Jalen Brunson, though. That's all I can say. We got to take a break. We're going to come back and wrap up the hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. Only a couple minutes left, obviously, in this segment. For you and I to rap about the sports world, but obviously another hour to come, and we'll talk a lot about football in that hour. We'll probably go revisit the Olympics and kind of talk about some of the criticism that Team USA, at least the men's team, was getting. And I'm kind of curious to hear from you whether you think it was completely warranted, because I think it's interesting that people think we should just go out and dominate when, at the end of the day, man, basketball is a global game. Football is a global game. Swimming is global. Like, I just don't understand why people think we should be so far superior and that we should dominate and beat teams by 40, 50 points. It's just, to me, Mike, it's unrealistic.
No, it's especially in basketball anymore. It's not realistic to think that we're going to blow everybody out by 25, 30 points at all. So, you know, we can certainly get back into it in the second hour. You know, we continue to talk NFL. Like, look, one of my things with the NFL, and one player that I'm going to keep my eye on, and you'll probably keep your eye on him as well, is Anthony Richardson. in Indianapolis, the quarterback. Like that guy, if he can stay on the field, I think he's going to be able to do some good things, and that Indianapolis is going to be able to do some good things.
I'm also intrigued to see who you think might have a better season. Is it Jordan Love or is it C.J. Stroud? Because they both kind of came on the scene. Obviously, one is a rookie, and then Jordan coming in after Aaron Rodgers. But sophomore year for both those guys in a lot of ways, and sometimes you get that sophomore slump. But, yeah, man, tons to talk about in hour two. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back, everybody.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders. The NCAA announced a 4-year show cause order for former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh Wednesday for impermissible contact with recruits and players while access was restricted during the COVID-19 pandemic. That effectively bans Harbaugh from college athletics until August of 2028. It's kind of a moot point. Harbaugh left Michigan to coach the LA Chargers after last season's national championship. The NCAA had already put Michigan on 3 years of probation along with a fine and recruiting limits after reaching a negotiated resolution of the case. Paris Olympics, the USA women's basketball team has reached the semifinals after beating Nigeria 88-74 on Wednesday. Next up, a matchup against Australia, who beat Serbia Wednesday, the game this Friday at 3 Eastern.
Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. Ends 8/24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Federal forecasters are still predicting a highly active Atlantic hurricane season thanks to near-record sea surf temperatures and the possibility of La Nina.
With the Sports Grid News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg.
This update brought to you by Sky Rizzi. Explore proven results with Sky Rizzi. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's updated hurricane outlook said atmospheric and oceanic conditions have set the stage for an extremely active hurricane season that could rank among the busiest on record. Not much has changed from predictions released in May. 15 states filed a federal lawsuit Thursday against the Biden administration over a rule that is expected to allow 100,000 immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children to enroll next year in the federal Affordable Care Act's health insurance. The states are seeking to block the rule from taking effect November 1st and providing people known as Dreamers access to tax breaks when they sign up for the coverage. The Affordable Care Act's marketplace enrollment opens the same day, just 4 days ahead of the presidential election.
I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Grid News Flash.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Starting out the plethora of simultaneous live daytime Olympic sporting events across the NBC family of channels can be daunting. Enter NBC's Gold Zone, a takeoff of the NFL Red Zone channel that is produced by NFL Network for cable and until Sunday tickets switch to YouTube TV, had a twin version on the DirecTV platform. The hosts from those respective channels, Scott Hansen and Andrew Siciliano, are two of the four total navigators on Gold Zone that gives you whip-around Olympic coverage from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, and it's a major success. Available on Peacock only, it's gaining huge traction as a new way to digest simultaneous sports action. Take note, NCAA, your first weekend of men's and women's basketball tournament action would look awful sharp with this format. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon. And maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. The Olympics are wrapping up, and it's gold for the men and women U.S. basketball teams. They get it done in dramatic fashion, and I think that the theme that I am going to roll with for the Olympics is the world is catching up as far as it goes in every fashion, in every sport. It's good to see. It's one of those things where you just got to get used to it, because at the end of the day, we're so used to dominating everything, and quite frankly, Mike, we still dominated pretty well as far as the total medal count. I think 126, the next closest might have been 91, and over 40 medals in each, the gold, the silver, and the bronze. We are still the dominant USA, but the world is catching up, my friend.
The world is catching up, and as far as basketball is concerned, they've caught up for the most part. I think a little more on the women's side than the men's side, but I mean it's not like it was in '92 when we brought MJ and the crew out, you know, over to Barcelona. So you know, as Americans, we just have to get used to it.
We have the most talent. We may not have the best individual player anymore. I think that that's what I saw, and I think it's relatively significant. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Just a quick question for you, because this is right around the corner, a little bit sooner than the NFL. College football, my friend, how geeked up are you? How excited? Obviously, a lot of change has come this season, and rightfully so. I guess the world is all about change, and, you know, we grow, hopefully. And I don't necessarily think change means that you change so much. Maybe you just grow a little bit. And I think this is a good case for that, Mike, to be honest with you. Showing some growth by the NCAA to say, you know what, we've been doing things wrong and we want to get it right. 12-team playoff, new conferences, a lot going on, my friend.
More money?
Yeah, more money, a lot going on.
Oh, yeah, a lot. Yeah, there's just a lot going on. New teams and new conferences. Conferences that are not there anymore. It's, you got to get used to it, and it's taken me. You know my story, Andy. You know where my heart has always laid down. It's taken me a long time to get there. But I typically do embrace change. Sometimes it just takes me a little longer to get there. College football it's taken me a little longer to get there. But I'm looking forward to the season. You know, you take a look at, you know, Georgia being the top ranked team, and there's Ohio State and Oregon and Texas, Alabama. If the playoffs started today, you know, the top 12 teams, I mean, it would be a hell of a playoff. Like there is no doubt that it would be a hell of a playoff if we just started the college football playoff today with the teams that are in that top 12. I'm excited to see how Oregon does in the Big Ten. I personally think they're going to be just fine because they are absolutely just loaded. Oregon is just loaded. The game between the Ducks and the Buckeyes in Eugene on October 12th is going to be absolutely huge. It's going to be appointment television for that game. I'm interested to see how Texas and Oklahoma do in the SEC. I think that's going to be an interesting thing to look at. The Big 12, or should we say the Big 16, in my opinion, Utah, who hasn't played a down in the Big 12 yet, is the best team in the Big 12. They're the best. They're one of the top programs at development. They don't get a ton of 4- and 5-star guys, but Kyle Whittingham and that staff develop players like no one's business at all. So it's going to be interesting. I think the LA schools are going to struggle a bit in the Big Ten. I really do. I think the Big Ten really just comes down to Oregon and Ohio State. I'm interested to see over the next couple of years what actually happens to the two teams that are left in the Pac-2, Pac-12, you know, whatever you want to call it. With Oregon State and Washington State, and how they kind of maneuver and what they're going to try and do. That conference commissioner, Lisa Gould, I have faith in, talked to her a couple of times, and I have faith in her like I didn't have faith in the last two guys that caused the demise of the Pac-12. So there's a lot going on in college football, and I'm just really looking forward to do it. And, you know, like I said last week, now I got my son to do this stuff with, and that's something that I'm looking forward to, on a personal level.
So just a little thinking as you were talking about things there, how do you think travel is going to affect, you know, the Big Ten, with these teams, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that that in itself, yep. I think the travel and the difference of time zones, how daunting and how difficult do you think that's going to be for certain schools to adjust to?
I think it's going to be something that's going to cause some issues. Football and basketball are going to be okay. Like, in terms of travel, they're going to be okay because most of these teams fly charter. Football teams fly charter. I don't worry so much about football and time zones and that kind of thing. It's the smaller sports, Andy, that I worry about, because those kids, those teams don't travel charter. And when you're talking, and I'm just going to use this as an example, when you got the University of Washington in the Big Ten playing Rutgers in New Jersey, and you have the crew team, the gymnastics team, the volleyball teams, you know, whatever smaller sport you want to put into this, and they have to navigate, our flight was canceled. Now we got to reroute. And we got to catch a different plane. We got to go all over the map just to get back to Seattle. Seattle in terms of teams and that kind of thing, it's the most remote school in the country to me, that they can't get anywhere unless it's along the West Coast. But they going back east is just going to be a bear for them. And then you got the Bay Area schools, Stanford and Cal in the ACC. You know, make it make sense with that. But they're traveling to the East Coast to play in the ACC, and the small teams, the teams that are non-revenue generating teams, I think it's going to be a struggle, and I think there's going to be some unintended consequences of this. And I do think the smaller programs, the smaller sport programs, with some of these schools are going to lose some kids, because the kids are going to be like, you know what? I'll go to a smaller conference. That means I don't have to spend 8, 9, 10 hours on a plane, you know, going cross country, having to worry about this, that, and the other. And then when you got Cal and Stanford and any of these other schools, you got your schoolwork that you got to do. Where is the studying going to come in? Like, you're going to have to rearrange your schedule and your thought process with some of this stuff to do the work for the school. Because let's remember, you know, they're there to get a degree. They're there to play sports. It's a tough gig. Like, I don't think enough people appreciate what some of these athletes go through on a schedule basis, and keeping up their grades and staying on the teams and all those kind of things. So I think it's going to be for the smaller sport programs, like a baseball team, volleyball teams, that kind of thing. It's going to be tough. It just is. And we will see what happens with this 3-4 years down the line. But like I said, I don't worry about football players. I don't necessarily worry about basketball players, because they basically fly charter and they can get to point A to point B without having to really, you know, reschedule flights and those kind of things.
What are your expectations for last year's overhyped team to a certain degree, but they, you know, obviously ran into some troubles here and there, and I'm talking about Colorado and Dion. I think maybe the second time around we can expect bigger and better things. What say you?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, you know, Colorado's thing last year, yeah, they got off to a great start. They beat a TCU team that wasn't a TCU team from the year before. Like, let's kind of be real about that. But their problem was the offensive line. They probably had one of the worst, if not the worst, offensive lines in all of college football. Shedeur Sanders was getting sacked left and right, it seemed, every Saturday afternoon. So my expectations for Dion is, you know, if you solve your offensive line problems, you're gonna be okay. But you still, look, you still have to deal in the Big 12. You still have to deal with Utah. You still got to deal with Kansas.
Yep.
Oklahoma State's gonna be good. Like, there are some teams in the Big 12. BYU, you know, the Holy War is gonna be unbelievable. But BYU is going to be good, so it's. I think.
Hold your thoughts. Yeah. We got to take a break. We'll come back in just a few. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. You can get us at 1-800-878-7529. You can also get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it is the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I want to get back into the NFL with you. I threw a question to you a while back now about, you know, kind of a sophomore season to a certain degree. One for sure with C.J. Stroud because it's his second season in the NFL. Jordan Love, we know, has been there a little bit longer, but his second year as a starter. Who's more likely to have a setback or not necessarily a setback, but who's more likely to have a tougher year in your opinion, Mike?
Between, you said, you kind of broke up on me a little bit, Andy. You said between Stroud and Love, because that, that's what you said.
You got it, man. That's the question I asked you a while back, just about who you thought might have might struggle in the second year. Who do you got? Who's going to struggle more so, do you think?
You know what? I want to say Stroud. I just think there's better talent around Love. For him to be successful than there is Stroud, even though Houston, look, you know, they went out and got what's his name from Buffalo to help out the receiving core. So, you know, that's a tough question, Andy. That really is to me because we talk about sophomore slumps and both these young guys can have these kind of sophomore slump kind of deals. Happened to him, but I just think Love has more around him. And, you know, I do like the Packers coach a little bit better than I do the Houston coach. Not that either one's like a bad coach or anything. I just trust the Green Bay guy more than I trust the Houston guy. So it's just one of those, I guess, personal preferences. I don't really see things falling off too much for either one of these guys. So what do you think? I mean, you asked the question, what's your view on this since you are the Green Bay guy?
I actually think they're both going to be successful. CJ Stroud kind of came on and took people by storm because he was a rookie. I think that in itself, it speaks volumes. He was able to come into this league and be somebody that was right from the get-go could make great throws, had total command of his offense. there to me, there's so much positive with this young man that I think CJ Stroud is going to have another great successful season. And I also think Jordan Love has a successful season. You know, look, you don't do what he did in his first year and you don't come back and just all of a sudden you stink. It just, to me, that doesn't happen. So I think they both have shown us that they're incredibly confident in running their offenses. And when you can do that, I think you're in pretty good shape. And I also like the additions with both teams as far as running backs. Joe Mixon there now for C.J. Stroud with the Texans. And then Josh Jacobs with the Green Bay Packers, who in a lot of ways might be a little bit better version of Aaron Jones at this point in his career. And I'm not knocking him, because I really think Aaron Jones did a great job for the Green Bay Packers for a long, long time. But I also think that when you look at the wide receiver core, you know, Jordan Love has good familiarity with these guys, and now you sprinkle in a couple of new guys. I think the future is extremely bright for both individuals, to be honest with you. And I think the sky is the limit for both these teams. How cool would it be to see a Green Bay Packer Houston Texan Super? That would be pretty freaking awesome. So I think that high expectations are out there for both teams. I think they both have Super Bowl aspirations, Mike.
No, you know what? And that's kind of what I was getting at. I mean, it was a good question that you asked, and I'm sitting there going, I really don't. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking as you're talking, and I'm just thinking to myself, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was trying to get at, was I don't see either one of these guys really falling off and having just what they would call like a sophomore slump. I think that both teams have weapons around their quarterback that they can utilize. And, you know, look, you and I both know, and Justin Fields knows to a certain extent, you're only as good as the weapons around you, and what you have to do, with that offense. So we'll see what happens. But I don't expect some horrible season out of Love or Stroud at all. I mean, if anything, look, Stroud has set the bar for rookie quarterbacks about what they, you know, maybe should be able to do in the league. And so, you know, all these rookie quarterbacks, you know, from Caleb Williams to Bo Nix to, you know, all these other quarterbacks that came in, there's a bar that people expect now out of these guys. And so now it's going to be up to these rookie quarterbacks to get to that bar. But Stroud is a gamer. Like, he's a straight up gamer, baller, whatever you want to call him. He's fun to watch, and it's going to be interesting to see how that Houston Texan team utilizes those new weapons around them. And I wouldn't be shocked if Houston makes a deep run into the playoffs and even gets to the Super Bowl. That wouldn't shock me in the least.
All right, so we talked a lot about a young man that had all kinds of success in C.J. Stroud. Now I want to talk to you a little bit about a guy that struggled last year, and, you know, it might have a lot to do with personnel here as well, but I'm going to go to Bryce Young right now. You know, you look at the Carolina Panthers roster, Andy Dalton is there as well, and I don't think that that's necessarily a threat to Bryce Young, but I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are potentially to see him the second time around. In a weird way, maybe it helps him. What do you think?
I do think having someone like Andy Dalton behind you, who's been in the league a ton and can, you know, has been through a lot in his career, can help that mental development for him. So we'll see what happens there. But the thing with Bryce Young in Carolina is there's just not a lot in Carolina. Like, he may have been the number one quarterback and people may have had expectations, but you got to temper your expectations with, okay, we have Bryce Young. who, you know, in college, he was a very good quarterback. Let's face the facts. He did fairly well at Alabama, but, you know, Alabama was loaded. They had plenty of talent. Charlotte's the direct opposite of that. You get the number one pick because your team sucks. You know, and he didn't really have much blocking for him, you know, catching the ball for him, handing the ball off, those kind of things. So until Carolina improves weapons around him, I just want to make sure that Bryce Young has plenty of life insurance down on him. So, something happens, he's going to be taken care of, kind of thing. And I say that in jest, but you take a look at what Carolina doesn't have, and they don't have a lot. So I don't really expect too much out of Bryce Young. And, you know, he's a small guy. He's not big. I'm sure you saw the picture of him with his backpack walking into camp. But I was like, yeah. Dear God, he looks like a junior high kid walking to class. And, you know, he has to, I don't know, there's just a myriad of things he has to get better at: reading defenses, looking at film, you know, making the throws when you have to make the throws, and those kind of things. But at the end of the day, just like everything else, Andy, you and I both know, what do you have around you that's going to help you be successful? And is that organization willing to do what it takes to get guys around Bryce Young to make him successful?
Speaking of successful and making changes, the Atlanta Falcons brought Kirk Cousins in.
Yeah.
We saw Michael Penix Jr. go out there and actually show us a little something in the preseason game. I'm just kind of curious your thoughts on how Kirk Cousins about this situation, because obviously he wasn't so happy about Michael Penix Jr. being drafted by them. You also got Taylor Heineke there. They actually have too many quarterbacks. I think that you're gonna see Taylor Heineke probably get traded there, and obviously the future is Michael Penix Jr. But think about this during the break, obviously, because I hear the music. But if you're Kirk Cousins, how are you feeling about this situation that you were brought into with the Atlanta Falcons? We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever.
Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting at you. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always hit us up on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro. I posed a question to you right before the break about the Atlanta Falcons, because we were talking about the Carolina Panthers and obviously the uncertainty about their quarterback play. Well, it's certain what's going on in Atlanta. It's obviously Kirk Cousins' team to roll with right now. Right. However, Michael Penix Jr. sitting there in the wings kind of waiting, and maybe they took a little bit of a maybe they took a little lesson from the Green Bay Packers here, man. I'm just being quite honest with you. You draft a guy that you can sit on the bench and watch a crafty veteran like Kirk Cousins go out there and do it. He's done it for 12 years in the NFL. So you kind of got to give the guy his due. But also, how do you think he feels about it? I'm just kind of curious your thoughts.
Oh, I'm sure Cousins wasn't too happy about it, because he's like, look, you're paying me $180 million on that contract that they gave him. They gave him a $50 million signing bonus. They gave him $100 million guaranteed. He gets $90 million in 2024 and 2025, plus another $10 million in 2026. So, from a contractual standpoint, I'm sure, I'm sure Cousins is going to be able to deal with it. From a professional standpoint, he's like, the hell are you guys doing? Like, I thought I was the guy. But to your point, in terms of doing what the Packers did, that's funny you mentioned that, because I was actually thinking about this in the recent past, and I go, this smells of Green Bay and what they did with Jordan Love and Aaron Rodgers and that kind of thing. The only difference is that Penix is older. Like, he stayed around in college a lot longer than Jordan Love did. So there's that. And if Kirk Cousins is playing Kirk Cousins football, Kirk Cousins is going to be the starter. I mean, there's just no ifs, ands, or big buts about that. That's what's going to happen. So by the time, Penix gets to the point where he thinks he should be playing, he could be 28, 29 years old. And there's that part of it. And I don't want to have like any ageism or anything like that. But in the NFL, if you're starting your career when you're 28, 29 as being a starter in the NFL, you only got a few years to really do something. So the pick itself was puzzling. I thought Penix went a little sooner than maybe he should have. But I do think it's going to help Penix sitting behind Cousins, because Cousins is a consummate pro. he's a good pro to learn from, like, bottom line to me. So he's Penix will benefit from that, but, you know, whenever they pull the trigger in terms of when he's going to be able to start, he's going to be on the older side. So that'll be something to watch as we get down in the years that are coming up here for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see all season long how Kirk Cousins deals with that. And quite frankly, the way that I kind of looked at this is the Atlanta Falcons were kind of looking for a safety net. Like, let's look, it's not right out of the realm to think that somebody could get injured. We've seen it so much here in the recent past that guys are unavailable. Okay. And right, a quarterback in the NFL is, everybody knows, you're one hit away from not being able to play. So to me, this was like an insurance policy that they were making. Again, you look at their quarterbacks, man. Taylor Heinicke was starting, okay? Like, they have right guys that can play, and they got guys that can throw the ball. I think this is going to be a lot about Kirk Cousins and how he manages all of this, because at the end of the day, the expectations are extremely high, right? But you got somebody knocking on the door right behind you, and they want to get action. So if there's any slip up, and here's the crazy thing, because you were talking about it, dude, they have invested a lot of money in Kirk Cousins. This has got to go well, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, it has to go well, or, you know, the fans are going to speak their mind and things are going to kind of go, things will go south, not kind of, they will go south for the Falcons. So it'll be, like you said, it's going to be interesting to see how Atlanta handles this. Because, I mean, you and I both know, we watch Penix. Penix can sling the ball. He's a very accurate thrower of the football. The only thing that you worry about with Penix is injuries. I mean, he was injured, you know, early in his college career, and, you know, he busted one knee, if not both knees. So, I mean, there's an injury factor that comes with Penix, but as far as throwing the ball, the kid can sling it very well and very accurately. And if you can do it accurately in the NFL, look, you're going to have a nice career for yourself. So we'll see what happens. But my question to you, Andy, it's not on Atlanta. It's on the Jets. And, you know, there's a lot of people that seem to think that they have a legit Super Bowl chance. And I'm sitting here, Andy, going, I don't necessarily see it. Like, I mean, there's still a lot of questions about Aaron Rodgers. How's his injury? Is he going to get injured again? Is he fully recuperated? And, you know, those kind of things. So I don't know about the Jets as far as getting to the Super Bowl or making a big, deep playoff run. What do you think?
I am not high on the Jets at all. I actually look at that division, and it that division for the first time in a long time, like Buffalo, we don't know much about them because they got rid of all their receivers, right? Miami, we've been talking about them for years. When are they going to break through, kind of thing? New England, like you talked about, they're a little bit in disarray right now. And then obviously the Jets are that team that has Aaron Rodgers. But as we've seen so many times, man, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, a lot of times is a distraction more so than anything else. And I think we're seeing it a lot this season already in the preseason, where he's been a little bit of a distraction. And I don't think him and the head coach are necessarily the best of buddies. And I think that's a reoccurring theme with Aaron Rodgers. He alienates coaches. He alienates players. He is a – look, We're not questioning his skill, okay? That's not what we're questioning. We're questioning his leadership skills. And ultimately, man, you know, you want to be Tom Brady, but you're not, okay? Like, you're just not Tom Brady, because that dude was the ultimate leader when it came to things. And I look at Aaron Rodgers, and it's still all about him. Me, 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 me. And at some point, you got to realize you're one of 52, man, and everybody doesn't need to kiss your butt. So I think that this New York Jets experiment for Aaron Rodgers will absolutely wind up in disappointment, my friend. Absolutely.
Yeah, see, I'm on the same wavelength as you, but let me ask you another question. J.J. McCarthy, he looked all right in his preseason game. Sam Darnold looked okay in his preseason game for the most part. Minnesota, what do you expect out of Minnesota?
Look, I think they're a little under the radar. I honestly, bro, the NFC North might be the best division in football, okay? Like, it really might wind up being the best division in football. Look at the quarterbacks in this division. I mean, Caleb Williams, obviously he's a rookie, but high expectations for him. Jared Goff and the Detroit Lions with what they did last season. Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers with what they did last season in the postseason, right? I mean, like, this and Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy, maybe they hit it right as well. And dude, I think in a couple of years, we're going to be talking about how great of quarterback play we have out of the NFC North. So I think this division is ready to explode. And when you look at the NFC in general, like, is there a team that really scares you in the NFC, especially with what's going on with San Francisco right now, man? Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, no, the NFC is kind of open. It's kind of wide open in terms of who can be dominant, who can get to the Super Bowl, who can run together, put points on the board. So we'll see what happens. But I'm telling you right now, I don't want to say dark horse. I don't think that's the word for it. But my kind of pick to get to the Super Bowl, you're Green Bay Packers from the NFC. I really do. I think you guys have enough there to get there, and I know that if they put together a season that gets them to the Super Bowl, I'm not going to hear the end of it from you, but, you know, I will take that with all the fun that comes with it. I'm sure you got tired of hearing me talk about the Celtics during the NBA season, but it's one of those things for me where I just think Green Bay can do it. I think they can get there, and I'm not to the point of laying money down on them just yet, but I'm getting close.
Look, like I just said to you, I look at the NFC and there is nobody that scares me, especially with what's going on in San Francisco. I think the Rams will be a little bit better. I'm intrigued to see how the growth with their wide receiver core goes. And again, I think a lot rides on the NFC North and how good this division winds up being with these young quarterbacks that they have. We might get a surprise out of the NFC South, maybe from the Atlanta Falcons. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers really weren't all that bad last season. I expect Philadelphia to rebound a little bit, Mike. I think they were down a little bit last year. So when you look at it, you know, it's Philadelphia, it's Green Bay, maybe it's Detroit, maybe it's Atlanta, maybe it's the Rams, and maybe it's San Francisco. I think that those are the handful of teams that I'm actually looking at to go out there and really compete. But I'm right there with you, and I don't want to sound like a homer, but I truly think this team that the Green Bay Packers has reminds me a lot of the 2010 team that did get to the Super Bowl and did win the Super Bowl. So, I think there's a lot to be very inspired about and very intrigued when I look at my Green Bay Packers, man. I think you're onto something for sure.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be the first time that I'm onto something, but, you know, that's a different discussion for a different day. But I just sat there the other day, Andy, just all in my lonesome and just was thinking football and who I think could probably get to the Super Bowl, and had a discussion, you know, talking with my son about it and stuff. And you know, of course, he's going to say the Steelers, but I said, you know what? Look out for Green Bay. Look out for Green Bay.
You just never know.
He goes,
you never know.
Yeah,
we got to take a break.
Right.
Yeah, we got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and we always do parting shots at this time. Mike, you are up, my friend.
My parting shot goes out to every single Paris Olympian out there. Watching you men and women do what you do and the amount of training that you've had to do for this moment to shine is something that should inspire everybody to be the best that they can be at whatever they do. It was a great Olympics, and it was a great Olympics because of the athletes that were there.
I'm going to piggyback you to a certain degree, but I'm going to take a little different spin on this and say I was really, really enjoying seeing that the world has caught up to the United States in a lot of ways. It's going to make for better games. It's going to make for better competition. And to your point, this is when you have the opportunity and the ability to go out and represent your country to your best capabilities. This is your shining moment, as we say, when it comes to the March Madness tournament. The stars come out, the stars align. We see great things that we can only imagine seeing. And ultimately, this is people's big opportunity on that stage to go out there and to make the most of their opportunity. So kudos to all the great Olympians. Kudos to Paris for putting on a great show. And kudos to Team USA men's and women's basketball for still getting gold, even though the world is catching up. For Mike Wilson, Robert, and John Poulter, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.